You are listening to the Wild Soul Podcast, a podcast for the wild ones. Join me, your host, Queen Namaste, as we embark on a journey to find our true north and our own unique path. From wild, inspired conversations to searching for life's hidden gems and meanings with a little dash of crazy in between. Because really, who doesn't want to dance to the beat of their own drum? Hey guys, welcome back to the Wild Soul Podcast with your host Queen Namaste, or my friends call me Shannon, so you guys can call me Shannon too. If you are new to this podcast, we talk about wild topics and really just elevate the world to greatness. And if you aren't new, thanks for coming back. I appreciate you. Today's going to be an awesome episode. I interview two of my really good friends, Jonathan Churchill and Maddie Ford. They're going to talk about their story in a second. We talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Sometimes we talk about conspiracy theories. We talk about losing both your parents. We talk about going against the societal norms and doing your own thing and becoming your own boss. So really awesome. They're young, they're hip, they're doing it, and they're my really good friends. So I can't wait for you guys to hear their story. We also have a winner. A winner, winner, chicken dinner. We have a winner for the contest that I put on, I guess, all of January for subscribers and or whoever rated and sent me their rating in. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited to announce the winner. Again, thank you to all who subscribed, rated, and reviewed my podcast. It helps me a lot. And the winner is Natalie Pullman. Whoop, whoop. Natalie, I've emailed you. So check out that email. Thank you so much. $50 coming your way. Boom. And I enjoyed this little contest so much because I just love giving and, you know, winning. So I'm going to continue this contest on again for the month of February. And February is love month. It's a great month. I love February. So why not spread the love even more? So again, contest rules. You get another chance to win. All the people that have already emailed me the first time around, you'll be added again. So don't even worry about it. So all you got to do is wherever you listen to this podcast, either on iTunes or Google Play, sorry, it's not on other stuff as of yet, subscribe, leave a review, and then actually screenshot me your review so I see it. I want a reviewed screenshot. That is what I want. That is what I will count. So good luck. You got until February 28th. And then the first podcast of March, I will announce a winner. Ba-bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, boom. Awesome. All right, let's start the podcast. Oh, also disclaimer, for those of you sound geeks who are really critical on sound, this episode is a little bit echoey. So sorry in advance, but also not sorry, because I still don't know what I'm doing with this whole thing. So let this be a motivation to anyone who's like, I don't know how to do it. I want to do something, but I can't, and that's holding me back, and I don't have the time to learn. Just do it and learn as you go. That's exactly what I'm doing. It's really minimal right now, and you know, once this builds up a bit, then I can make it better and learn. So just start. And here we go. We are recording now.
Live. Okay.
Sean and Maddie in the house.
It's exciting.
Yo, yo. Okay. Do you guys want to... Let's start with ladies. Ladies first. I have my friend Maddie here right beside me. Thanks for allowing me to talk to you.
Anytime. Thanks for having us.
And John. John's here too. John's Maddie's boyfriend. Their nicknames are Ken and Barbie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, but they didn't start out as Ken and Barbie.
No, we did not.
More like, what would it be like
Eminem and Brittany Murphy from 8 Mile, yeah, maybe a little bit. Almost, yeah. Yeah, but Brittany Murphy ended up dead. Oh, we can talk about that too. I didn't know. Oh, you didn't know Brittany Murphy was dead? Yeah. And there's a conspiracy theory around Brittany Murphy too. Anyways, off topic already. Madison, do you want to tell peeps who you are?
Yeah, sure. Ooh, all right. My name is Madison Ford. I'm 22 years old.
Youngin.
Yes. Oh, baby. I know. I just seem to be the youngest out of the group always, but that's okay. I'm an old soul.
That was me at one time.
I'd like to think I'm like 40.
Well, you definitely don't look 40.
Well, I mean,
no spring chicken
on the inside, right? That's what counts, right? Yes.
John, save
Barney. First of all, my mother enforced Jonathan, so I kind of pushed that, and there's a funny story behind it. She met this very successful dude when she was pregnant with me, and he was like, "Hey, my name's Jonathan." She's like, "Oh, John." I was like, "No, it's Jonathan," and she was like thrown off. She's like, "Oh my God, this guy's so hot." So she told her dad that she named me after him because his name is John with an H, J-O-H-N, and the truth is some random hot guy.
Isn't that kind of weird, though?
Super weird, but I mean, the guy was clearly successful and, you know.
But he wasn't your dad.
No, he's not my dad.
Just a random guy? Yeah. So she just said hi once and that was it?
That was it, yeah. So aww. Jonathan's been enforced forever. I think it sounds cooler.
It does.
Did I say John?
It's all good.
Sorry,
I don't everyone calls me John.
Again. So everyone. Many people do, and I'm like, hey, you know it's Jonathan, right?
I'm not 85.
Right. Sorry, but, I never even think of.
You know, first podcast. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm just gonna apologize in advance for my awkwardness.
God. I can edit shit out. It's okay.
But yeah, it's exciting. I mean,
tell them who you are.
So I was born in Mississauga. Toronto.
Just knows how to do this.
Right? I'll tell you now, I hate Toronto. Nothing against the city, but parents brought me here when I was 2. Grew up in BC. BC is one of the most beautiful places. I think most people that were born here take it for granted. Yeah. We have literally everything. I've yet to even explore 10% of it, and we want to spend a whole year just doing that. But ever since I was young, I just knew that I did not want to be average. I don't know how I figured that out. I mean, I was always hyperactive in class. And back in the 90s, they called that ADHD. Mm-hmm. So I was put on Ritalin or, you know, street term speed since I was probably 6 or 7 years old. And I got off that, like, I was on that for 7 years.
Holy shit.
Against my will. They wouldn't let me in the school system.
What the fuck? Yeah. That's so messed up. So do they still do that?
They still do that to kids, but it's Adderall now. And basically.
Which is so much better.
Isn't Adderall what, like, older kids take for studying and shit?
Yeah.
And people are harsh addicted to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I was put on Ritalin. Ritalin is to Adderall like Windows 98 is to the iPhone 10. Okay. Like, that's what it is, right? So Ritalin for like 7 years, you know, antisocial. It was just the norm. My mom didn't know any better. It was the doctor said that was normal and that was it, right? So I got off it when I was like 14. Tried Adderall one time, was not a fan. Basically did Adderall one time, 8 in the morning, finished Science 11 in one day. The entire course.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
Yeah, so in high school.
Because we were in Focus.
We were in this program where you just
both
go,
of you were in Focus?
Yeah,
different
grades, years.
Though. Different grades. So
right.
Because Jonathan. Younger.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, so
I was in Focus, and basically this is class where they give you modules, and you're more like, they give you more attention, basically. You know what I mean? Like
work at your own pace.
Work at your own pace.
You guys got to work at your own pace.
Yes. So, basically.
First, special people?
All the cool kids were in it. Okay?
Yeah.
The cool kids, in quotation marks. Right? But, yeah, basically, they give you your course layout in modules. So, you know, 3/4 of the year, I guess, is how much you're in school for. But I just asked for all of it so I could do it at my own pace. And one day I was, you know, on Adderall, which is like the highest dose they give you, which, I've, you know, at that point I just went to my doctor and said, I want the new stuff. And, you know, 7 years of being on Ritalin. So, yeah, I finished Science 11 in one day. And I was like, that's scary. Never did it again. I was like, that's just not cool.
Wow.
Like, it makes you a different person.
But, like, how did you grade on that?
I did excellent. I did excellent. Wow. It's not like you're writing random. It's just everything retains. You retain everything in your mind, and that's why university students do it.
So it's kind of like that movie Limitless?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It almost is like Limitless. I kind of want to try it.
Yeah.
Just to see what it is.
It is what it is, right? I mean, it's all accessible. It's scary what's accessible and deemed, you know, safe.
Yeah.
And what's not, right? My mom used to take my my Ritalin, and she would do a half of a pill before she cleaned the house.
That's keep funny. Her going. One way to get her to.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, that's funny.
But you know, when you realize at a young age, I was like 14 when I realized I didn't want to do, you know, what everyone else was doing, which was basically partying. I was like the outcast. I didn't want to party or go places Friday, Saturday night, and just wasn't into it. And I thought I felt weird, but it turns out I obviously was thinking way ahead of like the rest of my class. Just didn't want to be fit in, you know. So
yeah, when you were like 14 or whatever, people are like experimenting and doing drinking and stuff, and you never drank, not even.
I tried it, but I didn't like it.
Right.
So I didn't like the effects of alcohol, and then I was the last of my grade to try smoking pot. I was the last person, and now, you know, I outlived all those guys.
So what grade was that?
Grade 9.
Grade 9 is when you started smoking pot, and you haven't looked back since?
I haven't looked back. I've smoked pot for like 10, 11 years now. Just straight.
Die hard.
And it was worse in the beginning. I've definitely slowed down now. Like, I can't smoke what I used to. No way. There's no way. Like.
Well, and that's probably changed a bit, too.
Well, it got more intense. It went from, like, you know, like, a lot of smoking during the day, and then it went to, like, more concentrated forms, like, all, like, the high-end shatters and stuff like that. And after that, I was like, just got to a point where I just tired of sitting around doing nothing and being numb. I was 19 when I realized that I didn't want to just have like time freedom and maybe just some extra money to get by. I wanted to actually be somebody. I don't know where it came from. It came out of nowhere. I remember the day. It was like a Tuesday. I had money and I had time, but I was a nobody. And I was just sitting there, and I was like, I want to be a person of influence. And it just
you
came
want
out.
To be somebody.
I wanted to be somebody, yeah. So I started looking for avenues on how to do that. And that's when, you know.
That's when I met you.
We met. I was 22 when we met. Yeah.
Right. So you did a couple other avenues before that.
Yeah. 23, right. Actually. I was 23.
When Wait, what the hell? How old are you?
I'm 25.
Mm-hmm. Right, 20.
2 years.
You just said you're 22. You're turning 23.
What's the month? I turned 22 in September.
Right. So then are you turning 26?
I'm turning 26.
So you guys are 3 years apart. You said two.
Well, I'm 25 right now. Are you 23?
Oh, old.
So old.
Yeah. So old. No, I'm the friggin' old one. Gross.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I did some things in my life. I used to do, I was a nobody, and then I started selling weed in high school, and all of a sudden I had a bunch of friends.
Yeah, everybody loves the pot dealer.
Everybody loves the weed dealer.
Yeah, talk about that. Is that how you
just randomly started out of nowhere. Just was like, you know what? I see other people doing this. They're bad at it.
Saw the opportunity.
I think it was just like an entrepreneurial instinct, you know? Like, I found a way that I could make some extra money, so I just started selling some weed in school, and basically, you know, did that for a few years, and then did some other things that I'm not too proud of, but I got tired of that. Like, I've done all the dumb things that you can do, and thank God I did them before I was 18. Like, you know, like, really, I was a kid, and I was dumb, right? But when I found out that I had the wrong vehicle to do what I wanted to do, like, I loved helping people. I know that cannabis helps a lot of people, and I just love the interaction, and I think that that's what gave me success in that industry, is people want to deal with people they like.
100%. You know? People buy from people who they like and trust.
Everyone's used to that shady, scary drug dealer that's acting hard. That just wasn't me. I was having a smile, and like, I was happy to help people and go that extra mile, and I cared about my customers and stuff like that. So that's when I realized that I'm like, you know what? People always said I could sell anything, but I have to believe in the product. Like, I couldn't sell. I did car sales for a bit. Realized that was cutthroat. Hated it.
Yeah.
I love cars, though. That's the only reason I took that job.
Obsessed with cars, you should say.
Yeah, I am obsessed with cars.
Really?
Yeah, huge obsession. I don't know where that came from. But then, I was...
So that's how you and Madison met? Or was it just from school in general?
We went to the same school. She was a few grades younger.
I actually had classes with his younger brother.
Yeah. Oh. She dated one of my best friends back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. And I always used to tell my best buddy, I'm like, that's the hottest girlfriend you've ever had. I used to tell him. Now I haven't. Yeah. And she's way better looking now than she was then.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
It is a compliment. She's flourished into somebody that's not only just good looking, but is also intelligent.
Yes.
Whereas before, we were all dumb. Right? So.
Yes.
And she probably wouldn't even have looked at me twice back then. I was a bit of a fat guy.
Oh, he slid into the DMs a couple times.
I tried.
And like, see ya.
Yeah. It didn't work.
It's actually the funniest thing ever. So a year before we started dating, on Snapchat, he sends me this, because I used to model, he sends me this picture of me, and he's like, I'm like in this bodysuit, like not wearing very many clothes. He's like, all I want for Christmas is you. And I was like,
Nice. Were you stoned? And you said,
no, I thought it would work. I thought it would work.
What did you say back?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, ghost.
Creep. Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's funny because then you ended up messaging him. You slid into him.
Yeah. So.
So funny.
Crazy. So, okay, my story is like kind of similar to Jonathan's. Is when I was younger, like I definitely knew I wanted to do something different and I wanted to like be somebody. I didn't know what that meant, but like when I was 5, my mom put me into background work in films. So like as an extra, like running around as a little kid in the background in films. Loved that. Did that till I was like 12. And then I wanted to do more. I wanted to maybe do acting or modeling. And eventually I was like, got over acting. I was like, no, I don't really like that industry. It's like, just wasn't for me. And then I started modeling and I was like, oh, this is like good. I enjoyed that for a while. And I was like, thought that I would maybe do something with that. But I quickly realized that like that industry was not really for me at all.
It's a dark industry.
It is. Right. Yeah. Like I was signed with an agency and they were always like, oh, you got to lose more weight or you got to look like this or whatever.
Get taller.
Okay.
Sure. Just stretch me out. Okay.
Tell that to my boyfriend. Just kidding. Love you.
Yes. Yeah. That's hilarious. But yeah, so I kind of stopped doing that and started doing it as just like a hobby. And then...
Which actually made it picked up more.
Well, yeah
it actually
model
did.
Model pics are hot AF.
Thanks. We should do a shoot
modeling
together sometime.
Yeah, let's do that.
But yeah, so I went from doing that and then I actually went to school for makeup artistry right out of high school. And man... I thought that was going to be good. I was like, oh, I'm going to be some sort of, like, Instagram, like, I'm, like, going to do makeup for famous people.
That would be fucking dope.
It would
be set for life.
But, like, I always had these, like, big visions of where I was going to go and what I was going to do, but I had no idea, really. It was just kind of whatever seemed right at the time.
What school cost you or your parents?
Oh, my parents. Thankfully, they paid for it. Cost them like $30,000 for makeup.
For makeup? How
Are
long
you
was
serious?
That?
Like it was
for a year.
Yeah,
only a year, and it was $30,000 for
full
one
time.
Year?
I was there full time, Monday to Friday
School's
for a year.
School's the biggest fraud.
Oh God!
Are you
it
kidding
is.
Me?
It
was
is.
Crazy. I went to school, and I could have learned all that stuff online. Are you
yeah.
kidding me?
YouTube from like 12-year-olds. Yeah. Have you seen this chick? Oh my gosh, I don't remember her name. We'll look for her, though. She's like, got over 2 million, I think, followers.
Wow.
And she's 12 years old. And she'll do the whole video of her face, like, before and after. And after, she looks like she's 20 years old. And it's fucking disgusting.
It's scary.
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 And, like, obviously, her parents put it on for
yeah.
her. Like,
yeah.
let her do it.
Yeah.
And she's probably making bank. She's got, like, 2
yeah.
million followers. It's just, like...
Half
it's
of them
crazy.
Pedophiles.
And, you know...
yeah. 100%.
I can't.
Yeah, school's a big rep. But anyways.
But yeah.
We have to learn the hard way. Unless you're smart like Jonathan. Don't.
Yeah.
I dropped out of high school.
Out of high school?
Yeah. I had enough credits. I just didn't bother finishing. I think you need 82 credits. I had like 86. And I was just like, I don't need this certificate.
High school dropout.
Yeah, it's never got me anything. No certificate.
Oh,
no,
yeah, my little high school dropout.
No,
oh my
little, gosh. No credentials. Anything that I've ever done in life, job or business opportunity, has all been like face value.
Yeah.
Handshake. Or I got a job from a friend of a friend.
It's all who you know.
It is who you know 100%. Mm. And like nowadays, people are starting to wake up and realize that that is the real world. It's not how our parents think it is. Right, which is it's weird for our parents to go through watching that shift. We're kind of in it. We know what's going on. We know what's relevant.
Yeah.
And these kids on YouTube making hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh my God! Do you know also YouTube more Ryan's toys? Ryan.
Oh yeah, this guy plays toys all the time.
Yeah, he just plays with toys. Now he's made like kind of his own toy line, but he made $22 million on YouTube last year.
That's insane.
$22 million.
I remember
on
YouTube.
Remember the very first time my friend's like, "You got to see this video on YouTube," and I was like, "What's YouTube?" And he's like, "No, type it in." And I typed in YouTube, and he's like, "No, no, no, YOU." And I was like, "What?" And like, I remember the first time I watched a YouTube video. On my cousin's house.
What was it, with the Charlie one?
I don't remember what video it was, but I just remember like I was there for the first of every single thing that happened. It was weird being in that generation.
Yeah.
I remember my first phone. I remember the first time you could watch videos on your phone. It was like,
oh yeah.
I remember the first picture I got sent. So I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I remember my first text message.
Yeah.
It was from a guy that I really, really, really liked. It was like grade 9. I had my flip phone, and then I was just looking at it.
The Razor?
No, it was Telus. Before the Razor. Razor. Yeah. And
oh,
it was like
gosh.
A text, and I was like, what is this?
The black Motorola one? Like that thing? Like
it was literally silver, and it was fucking Telus, and it had a green screen with black
so
writing.
Funny.
It was so ghetto, but yeah. And then I remember when everyone was still, I don't know, you guys might be too young. Do you remember Nexopia?
Yes.
No, okay.
Someone sent me a screenshot because it's weird. We don't realize this, but there was girls that were 12 and sometimes younger or older that were coding. Because Nexopia was coding.
It was coding,
website.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, this is how you do this. I'm like, you have to type all that to have a bold B.
I totally forgot about that because I used to code too. And now I was like.
And now nobody knows what coding is whatsoever. It's
weird
people. But if you're a super genius, you can make so much money coding people's websites. And we were all doing it with Nexopia. So I used to get girls to make my Nexopia page because I didn't know how.
Oh, yeah.
And she just sent me one, like, I don't know, a couple months ago. She's like, remember this? And it's like, just, oh my God. I thought it was like some gangster or something.
Yeah,
it was like Swede.
Yeah, Swed. Yeah. Like,
could you message people on Nexopia?
Yeah.
So I remember everyone was still, we were in grade 9, so this was 2006, and everyone was still on Nexopia, and then someone was like, yo, this is Facebook, and it was like way older. There was like my cheer coach, and they're like, yeah, this is Facebook. This is a new thing. And then I got it first. And then send everybody an email, and all my friends were like, what the hell is that? That's stupid. Literally. And now it's just like, fuck, if I knew about that, like how to buy a share when I was in grade 9, like, whatever. So it's like, yeah, going forward, it's like, you gotta.
That's the thing, too. We all miss out on all these opportunities, and then we just give up on trying anything else. But, like, you can't.
Never give up.
You can't give up. There's
never
no
give
point.
Up.
That's so funny. I remember all those sites.
Yeah. Oh my God, coding. I didn't even think about that.
Right?
So yeah, so then, what were we talking about? I don't know. You did make up school.
Yeah.
And now you
got way off topic. We got so off. I went to school for makeup. And gosh, then I tried to get a job. And I'm like, okay, I'm a qualified makeup artist, certified.
Yeah.
Can't get a job anywhere. I'm like, okay, cool. So then I was just kind of freelancing and then doing some other stuff. And I was partying so much.
She
oh my God.
So much.
So much. I was partying so much.
Hey, we all go through that phase.
And,
I went
crazy.
Through that phase too.
I think I was 19. I must have been 19. So you're 19, you're partying, right?
Yeah.
You're just legal age. And Jonathan and I would see each other every so often. At like this random parties. I remember. Oh yeah, wasted.
He's sober.
And I had.
Always.
Yeah. And I was dating this horrible guy at the time. Oh my gosh. But not the point. So, okay, I remember this one party we're at. And this song came on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this reminds me of Jonathan Churchill. So weird. He showed it to me like grade 9 or something, and I go to the bathroom and I come back and he's there, and I was like, what the
synchronicity
heck? So weird. And I'm like, oh my gosh, hey. And I tell him this story and I'm wasted. And he's like, probably like, what the heck? Okay, cool.
He's like, oh my God, Madison Forrest is talking to me.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh my gosh. Anyways, then we didn't see each other for years, okay? And then, yeah, I mean, I kind of stopped partying, all that kind of stuff. And then I just, like, saw one day, because I was looking for something else. I was like, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do with my life, but I know whatever I'm doing right now sucks. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, just on social media one night, like, literally we all do, just scrolling, mm-hmm. scrolling. And
looking for million-dollar ideas. That's
yeah, looking for million-dollar ideas, yeah. And anyways, I just saw Jonathan's page, and he was, like, traveling, doing other stuff, looked so happy, and I was like, hey, I know this guy. And then I got choked too. I was like, I remember, I'm looking at his page and I'm like, what the heck is he doing? So I just messaged him and I asked him why he was so happy.
It's a true story. Contrast behind that story too is I was doing, so we do like network marketing, and I was doing a meeting with these girls from Cactus, and I was doing it for a friend of mine named Daniel. So he'd set it up and he's like, hey, can you come to this meeting for me? I was like, yeah, no problem. So I show up. There is just one girl, I think. I did the meeting for her, and I left with Daniel. And I was like, dude, that chick was super hot. And like, I go on Snapchat, and I was like, I freaking love this job. I get to talk to hot chicks all the time.
And then another hot chick messages
And then
you.
She messaged me. She was so happy. And I was like, whoa.
You're like, yes, this is the right decision.
That's pretty cool. And it was purely platonic. When she messaged me, I had already tried and failed on the DM.
Yeah. Right? So I loved you for Christmas.
Yeah. Right? That line didn't work. I was out of lines. Right? So when she messaged me, I was like, you know what? We went to the same school. We are from the same town. If I could get her skilled at what I'm doing, you know, which is a simple concept, then we could like take over this thing. You know what I mean? And so I was thinking business. And when I brought her out, I was thinking business. But
and so was I.
So she, yeah.
Yeah, just get that clear.
Get that clear. But yeah, I brought her out and I showed her what I do. And she met a couple of my colleagues. And she's like, these people are awesome. And this is really fun. And I was her ride to and from. Mm-hmm. And on like the third one, we just kind of clicked. We both had the same vision. We both had like, we're just talking about where we wanted to go.
So did you make the first move in your car or what?
Oh yeah,
no
he
way.
Did not. Oh my God.
I didn't make a move at all. I'm not going to make, what? I never make moves. What? I'm anti-making moves.
Oh, okay. This story needs to be told.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I like get out of the car. I'm like, okay, is he going to, nope, he's not. Okay, cool. Get out. And then like the next day or whatever, we go out to this meeting. And then we go downtown afterwards to the club. And neither of us really like the club scene.
I hate clubs.
Yeah, I so really do I.
Yeah, I mean.
Unless it's Cabana. Were you guys at Cabana?
Cabana makes us money.
But yeah, and then we were just like dancing or whatever. And then I just kissed. I was like, screw it. He's not going to freaking do it. So yeah. I just kissed
him. You kissed him.
And then, yeah.
And of all people to be standing behind her and give me the thumbs up was her ex-boyfriend.
Shut up.
Who was my buddy at the time. Like way back. Not her like long-term ex-boyfriend, but when we were kids.
His friend.
My friend.
Yeah, I was like, who are you talking about? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then that night I went, slept over, and then frick, might as well have just moved in.
Oh my God.
Like we moved in together like a month into our relationship. It's crazy. Yeah.
It was obviously like special circumstances. So when I saw this business that we're in now, I was not looking for a business, but I had seen that my buddy was getting serious results. So a friend of mine, he tried to show me this probably 6 months before. I was in a weird place. My mom was in the hospital. She was in hospice. So this was like mid-2016. And like when you're in hospice, that's the end of the road, right? Mm-hmm. So I wasn't looking for nothing. And he tried to show me and I was like, nope, not interested, dude. And then she passed August 15th. And then like literally 30 days later, same thing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a look at that. Like he's actually, it's working. So I got started. Quickly started making some money. Then Madison came on board and we started doing this together. And then, my stepdad, 10 months later, he passed. So two parents in 10 months. Mm-hmm. And that was a, like, my mom, I'd seen it coming. It sucked. Like, me and my mom were so close. We were best friends. And, like, one of my biggest regrets is that Madison didn't get to meet my mother. Because I was always stoked to show my mom the girls. I wanted them to meet my mom, right? Yeah. Like, we were so close. So then I seen that one coming, but my stepdad was out of the blue. And, like, we lived together.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you lived with your mom and your stepdad?
I lived with my stepdad. So I moved out of my parents' house at 17, completely moved out, lived on my own. I was really close with my mom, and when she got sick, I was able to walk away from my job and just hang out with her all the time. Like, so I put myself in a huge financial debt to do that, and I don't regret any of it because I got to have all the time with her.
Yeah.
And then, so obviously in a huge financial situation, had to get things rolling. I ended up in probably the middle of her getting sick. I moved in with my stepdad, who they got divorced when I was like 14. They were together for like 12 years, but they got divorced. But we still talked, and we were both looking for roommates at the same time. So I was like, you know what? I can live with him. He's mm-hmm. bipolar. He's a little psycho, but he's crazy. He would like have the heater on, blowing past him with the door open. And I'm like, okay, I'm hitting the hydro here. What are you doing? But he was a solid guy. And like, I have to admit, like, I lived with him most of my life. I was more like him probably than I was like my own father, because I saw my dad on weekends. But yeah, he passed and Madison moved in because obviously I had an empty house. And
it just worked out. I was actually looking for a place to live because I was moving out. And he was like, well, you want to move in?
Yeah.
At first I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I was just like, well, makes sense. So
everything happens for a reason. I've always thought that. And everyone wants to talk about that. So it's just like everyone has their story. And I used to like go through the hard part of like, I didn't want that to be my story about her passing and stuff like that, but you can't pick it, right? And then he passed, and I was like, shit, like, I'm one step closer to being Batman, you know? Like, so,
like, how is that? Because I couldn't even imagine, like,
it's ruthless. I couldn't. It's
like, how did you get through that? I'm sure you're probably still working through parts of it.
I've never been one, like, I can't do funerals. Like, we had a celebration of life for my mom. It was a party. That's what she would have wanted. I hate funerals and sad and all that stuff. It was hard. It was harder when she was here. And like at the end, right at the end, it was very hard. Like the last 2 days, I don't even think I saw her. She wasn't there. She wasn't conscious or anything, right? So you're just waiting for it to stop. And it was a tough one. But like, she was such a huge influence on so many of my friends' life. Like, we all have that one friend that has the cool mom, and you can go there. That was her. Like, aww. She'd want us hanging out there, and she'd worked as a bartender her whole life. And like, honestly, she made more money cash than both my dad and my stepdad. And they used to like try to be the alpha male, and my mom would just laugh and like, I make more money than both of you. Yeah. So she was a huge role model in my life. And she always told me, like, since I was 12, I think, she's like, you know, I don't know how you're going to do it, but like, you're going to be a millionaire. And I was like, I am going to be a millionaire. Like, she instilled a lot of confidence.
Oh, that's awesome.
For sure. I owe her that, right? But
she's probably here right now.
Yeah, she totally is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
what was her name?
Heidi. And, like, I have a rule, like, that I started for business where, like, I wouldn't tattoo below the sleeve line. So you could, like, roll your sleeves, but you can't. But I put her writing below my sleeve line.
Aww.
So it's the only thing I'll ever do like that. But and I still have a sleeve that I'm going to do for her as well. But, yeah, she was quite the woman. She knew how to party. And, she just always cared about other people. Like, that was it. It was just weird, you know, like. Her not being here anymore.
She died from cancer?
Yeah, esophagus cancer. Didn't even smoke. Just bad luck. I think it's the food, honestly.
Oh.
Yeah, we grew up, like, you know, she was health conscious, sort of, but, like, processed food, stuff in boxes.
Yeah.
Pub food. Yeah. Right? So, and being in a pub with all the smoke, right, I'm sure.
Probably secondhand or something.
Yeah, right, but...
esophagus cancer.
And then, you know what, I really think was, like, you know, chemo and radiation. Like, I'm so anti chemo and anti radiation, but
me too. 100%. Some people will be like, you guys are fucked.
But... Oh, yeah. She beat it once. She beat cancer the first time, then it came back. And once it comes back, you can't, you know, you need other medicines. You need things that aren't chemo and radiation.
Mm-hmm. So she did the first one with chemo?
She did both of them, but both times we were giving her like THC tinctures and stuff like that. So, Yeah, it was weird. I remember in the beginning she was anti anything THC, and for no reason she just was scared of it. And she got to a point where she couldn't eat anything. She didn't even drink a milkshake. And then we gave her one of these THC tinctures, which is just cannabis seed extract. It's got the same side effects as like doing a heavy dose of morphine or chemo, right? You're going to be drained completely.
Yeah.
But she was having a blast. She's eating Doritos and cereal left, right, and center. Like all the pain was gone, right? So at least like she was comfortable the last, you know, month or year or whatever, as long as she was here. But with my stepdad, it just came out of the blue. It was just liver failure from like having Hep C when I think he was 19.
Oh, shit.
Because he was like a born-again Christian. So my dad and my stepdad were doing crime when they were 14 and 19. In and out of jail and stuff like that. Yeah, then he was like born again and never did anything wrong after 22. But that stuff catches up with you, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Aw, John, do you have any advice for like people that are like going through that? Or
just talk to people, you know? I mean, and like, obviously know that everything happens for a reason. So you can't just say that when good things happen. You have to say that when bad things happen too.
Yeah, 100%. Right? So
it's just I believe that people are put on this earth for what they need to do. Mm-hmm. And if that was, you know, raising my brother and I to be good human beings, because we respected our parents more than any of our friends around us. And there's people that still come up to me today and they remember like how I used to talk to my mom, and they're like, I wish I had a relationship with my mom the way that you guys did. And I'm like, it's doable. Like, you just got to be open.
Yeah.
Like, we were so open. I told my mom when I started selling weed, I told my mom when I was selling anything, like she just knew, and she'd be like, hey, well, you know, do that for now if you need to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, the reason I stopped selling drugs is because of something she told me. She just looked at me one day, it was out of the blue. And she's like, you know, I was selling more than just weed at this point. But she looked at me and she was like, you know, you make money off people's addiction. And I didn't want to be looked at that. Like, I didn't want my mom to look at me like that. So I just quit the next day, got a job. And I just took, I quit it all. Cause like, if she was only going to be around for a couple more years, I'd rather her remember me for that than just some D-boy, you know? Life lessons, right?
Yeah.
I'm so happy where we are now, like what we get to do full time and just the people we've made friends with, and like, you know.
Yeah, like that's how I met you guys.
Yeah.
So
you wouldn't have known it, but like we met 5 months after I lost my mom. Like I was just as excited.
Yeah,
as
you would have never. I would have never known. Yeah, like we met in the airport to go on a trip. That's how we met each other. Yeah. Pretty sure.
We didn't really say much.
Hey, cool, Jonathan, nice, sweet. Nice. And then we're all sharing a house in Arizona, and then I'm like, hey, you're really cool. I like your energy.
And super then we started drinking tequila shots.
Yeah, don't really do that anymore.
No, you're like, how many days sober now? I'm gonna guess 142.
I think it's 140 or 141, one of the two.
I'm always close.
You are.
I'm always a check. Day off.
I just like go
pride myself in that friendship level.
Let's check, actually. I have an app that I check because I don't keep track anymore. Because originally it was just going to be 80 days, and now I'm like, don't miss it.
Yeah, well, why would you go back? I mean,
it's
unhealthy. And
it's just like once you go to the other side, it's like, whoa, why go back? 141. Ooh, wow. John, you're so close. Yeah, crazy. One off.
Price is wrong, though.
Good for you,
man. Thanks.
That's amazing. For you.
Yeah.
How do you feel? I feel
really good.
Do you feel lighter?
Yes. Yeah. And I just feel like I'm not controlled by it. Like,
well, they do say it dumbs you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, I've just been learning so many things about it. Like, it's
and
just
you're retaining it.
Yeah.
It's like not losing it.
But it's just so funny that I was like, at the beginning, I'm like, I don't know how anyone could go like a year or two or five without drinking alcohol. I'm like, I just don't understand how that's even a possibility. Like, it's just so prevalent and everyone does it. Yeah, right. But then I just like, wow, I'm actually doing it. It's actually not that hard once you just like wean off it. It's just like, I swear there's like, I don't know. It's weird.
It's literally everything.
Yeah. And it's just interesting how like, alcohol is regulated by the government.
Yeah.
And it's so socially acceptable to get just blackout.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's It's not, though. I don't know. Like, working in pubs before, I would just see, like, wasted people, like, when I'm serving them, and I'm like, oh my gosh, am I like that? It's just, like, it just makes you, like, so dumb. Not to judge or anything, but it's just, like, I don't want to do that to my body anymore.
Exactly.
What's funny is, like, you walk in a room sober, and everyone looks at you like you're weird. Mm-hmm. And that's not even the case. Like, it's the exact opposite. It's sort of like how you start talking about, like, oh, there's... You know, there's stuff in the water, they're feeding us garbage, and everyone gives you, like, that fluoride stare.
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, maybe it makes me sound weird, but yeah. The more and more that I just, like, get more conscious and aware and just actually think about things, I'm, like, a little bit anti-government. I don't know if that makes me a hippie or whatever, but, yeah. And then just listening to you guys with some of the stories, and I was like, I never even thought about that.
I've never actually, like, had such an amazing audience when I actually talk about some of the things. You, like, light up. You're like, oh, my God, I'm actually listening.
Hey, I remember the first time we talked to Shannon about any, like, what were we talking about?
I'm pretty sure we talked about, because you were talking, you work in the film industry or whatever, right? And then you're, it was something about Justin Bieber. Remember that? There was, like, this rumor about Justin Bieber and that he saw, like, pedophile shit, and then...
Oh, yeah, he didn't want to be involved.
Yeah, he didn't want to be involved.
And that's why everything got canceled,
And I was like, what is that? And you're like, yeah, don't you know that, like, Hollywood's run by pedophiles? And I'm like, what? Yeah. What is going on?
Your life changed forever.
Oh, then I went down the tube of...
Then you were, like, 3 in the morning sending us videos.
Oh, my God. Yes, I have. There was a solid year where I was nothing but conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. And, like, the thing about conspiracy theory is it's a term made up by anybody that doesn't want you to know anything. It's just, you know too much. It's literally the reason I became a vegetarian. It's just because I found out too much. It's not a conspiracy theory. I just know how they make our food, and it's garbage. Mm-hmm. You see them ingesting, like, silicone into chicken breasts and shrimp.
Or washing them with chlorine because they're too dirty.
Yeah. Or, like, dyeing steak with red dye.
Yes!
So it's like, you know, you see that, and I'm like, hey, no one's going through the trouble to make this up. You know what I mean? Someone went through a lot of trouble to show this to people.
Yeah.
Right? Body cameras and stuff like that. Factories. So, you know, the thing is you could come out, and it's happened. You can come out with the cure of cancer, and they're just going to shut you up.
Oh, yeah.
There's a doctor that was famous, and he was killed in a Honduran prison. He always used to heal people, like, fourth stage tumors and, you know, like, terminally ill people. And he always had cash on him because people would pay him in cash. And he was just traveling, and he ended up in Honduras. And they arrested him for having cash, which is just stupid. And he died mysteriously in a Honduran prison.
What's the doctor's name?
I don't remember his name, but if you just look up "doctor dies in Honduran prison,"
love it. Yeah, because I don't know how I came across it, though. But, like, one time I was just, like, looking at cancer stuff. I met someone at, like, Starbucks that my friend knew, and we all just started talking at Starbucks, and then he just went off about vitamin B 17 or something.
Oh yeah, B17. Yeah, which they're trying to ban.
Yeah, so he was talking about that. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? And then it was like, apparently it's in, like, seeds of like fruits and shit. Anyway, so then I just started researching a whole bunch of cancer, because he's like, yep, they have the cure to cancer. I'm like, no, they don't.
Oh, they've had it for so long.
And then, this would probably make some people mad, but it's whatever. You can just look it up. But so then I found this web series on YouTube called The Truth About Cancer. I don't know if you've seen it, but this guy, his name's Ty Bollinger, all his family died of cancer. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, there has to be something, right? So he literally takes his time, and he goes all over the world to interview other doctors that are curing cancer in other ways than chemo in the States, right? And I've sent this to quite a few of my friends who's like, think that just because their family has had cancer that they're going to have cancer as it runs in the family. And I'm just like, you should watch this. Like, it's just information, and, like, you can decide or whatever. And they get so pissed off at me and, like, be so offended. And I'm like, I'm just trying to share info.
You're trying to help.
I'm trying to help. Cause I was like, wow, like, this information is crazy. And, like, 100 doctors can't be wrong.
No. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he interviews 100 doctors. So it was just quite interesting.
But at the end of the day, we're overpopulated, and they don't care how people die, they would rather make money off of them.
Oh, yeah. If no one's sick, there's no business.
Yeah. They're not going to sell you a cure. They're going to just sell you a pain remedy.
Yeah.
I remember when I was giving my mom, like, there's so many good things that fight cancer. So instead of fighting cancer when it's there, you can just fight it before it starts, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't feed yourself sugar. Like, processed sugar, it literally breeds cancer. Mm-hmm. Drink things that have, like, high alkalinity, or take stuff like turmeric powder or CBD, stuff like that, right? There's so many things. But I was giving my mom kombucha, which is, like, famous for being good for your entire body, your whole immune system. But I guess somebody in California made a bad batch once and killed someone. So that's all doctors talk about. So like,
One time, I
was giving her kombucha, and I told the doctor, and they're like, yeah, if you give your mom kombucha, she's going to die. And I was like, okay. Like, that's when I realized that doctors, they do care. They really do, but they only know what the books show them.
Yeah.
And if you just look up history, any doctor that's gone outside of what the book says and has healed somebody has been threatened with lawsuits and jail time, mm-hmm. malpractice. So where do they move? Mexico, Europe, Asia. And then someone's like, I don't want to go to a doctor in Mexico. Like, hello, the dude's from Detroit. He moved there so he could save people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, like my mom, she has a lot of issues going on with her body. She got in a car accident a few years ago. So like neck and like spine and like hip issues. We were going to see specialists. I go with her to a lot of her appointments, and this specialist in Surrey, supposed to be so good, like very well known. And we go in there, she's like been waiting to get to see this guy forever. And she doesn't take any medications, like any like pain medication or anything like that. She wants to do things as natural as she can. And so she's like explaining all this stuff to him, and he's like, okay, well, if you don't want to take the medication, there's nothing I can do for you.
That's how it works. Yeah, if you don't do chemo radiation, they don't pay for cancer.
Yeah, and they'll like make you feel stupid, and they'll threaten you if you don't want to do chemo. Like, pray to God I never get cancer, but if I do, I'm literally going to be the fucking great quote unquote crazy one. That's like, I'm not going to go. I'm not doing chemo. Yeah. No, I'll never.
There's
never do
no
it.
Way.
It's
never
diet. It literally is diet.
Yeah, it is diet. Because it's a funny story. I will talk about diet because you guys are veggies, and I'm recently a vegan / vegetarian. I don't know.
Veganism's hard.
Yeah, sometimes you can't avoid it. But when you're talking about how sugar feeds cancer, I would get a lot of yeast infections, whatever, this is too much information, but I would literally get them all the time, like a year and a half, 2 years ago, it would be like every period. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, obviously it has to be something. And then my doctor would just give me pills.
Yes.
And I'd ask her, I'm like, is there anything else I can do? She didn't talk about diet at all.
No,
I had to go to my
silly.
Own nutritionist and like figure it out, or like Googled stuff and then found out about Candida. And like a lot of doctors or naturopaths believe that Candida is the like start of most cancers, because Candida grows into other shit, right? And it feeds off sugar. So last year I was doing like the Candida diet, where it's like you eliminate all your sugar and stuff.
Yes, I remember
but
that.
But a lot of Candida diets, you still can eat like meat, right? And so it worked for a bit, but then I got an infection again, and I was really like discouraged because I wasn't even eating fruit sugar. Like I cut sugar out, but I was eating quite a bit of protein. And now drinking that celery juice every day and no meat or anything. Yeah. I haven't had one, and like knock on wood, but I'm like, it's freaking the meat and all that fucking shit. Like really, we were born to eat natural shit that came out of the ground or on the trees.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
I used to have like similar problems to you.
Yeah.
like
fuck,
love,
whatever.
Like everybody just know this now.
Whatever. We have yeasty vaginas. Not anymore.
But I mean, honestly, once I started going vegetarian, that really cleared up for me. And then now I'll notice like if I do like eat a whole bunch of cheese or like go shitty on my diet, there it is, right back at ya. So like it is so much diet, and like not only do you feel better, but like your whole body is gonna treat you better.
It's amazing what diet can do to even to your mood. It's like, oh, if you're depressed, like check yourself, what are you eating?
I had a vision about going like eating healthy and going vegetarian when I was 17 or 18. I did mushrooms. I did mushrooms like once a year, but there was this one time, it was broad daylight, and I'm sitting on my buddy's floor in his living room, and I'm like, I don't want to eat anything but vegetables and tofu for the rest of my life. He's like, what?
And you had that realization on mushrooms?
I was just a vegetarian 3 years later. So, like, I had this vision. I went upstairs. I had a 45-minute shower staring into the water. And I just heard white noise. And then I just felt so dirty. Like, I felt dirty inside and outside. Yeah. And then, yeah, just generally, gradually over the next 3 years, I became a vegetarian. I think I was full-on vegetarian at, like, 20.
And how long have you been a vegetarian for now?
Like, hardcore, at least 3.5 years, I'd say. I mean, I started slowly with just giving up, like, red meat. I had chicken last and did vegan for like a month or two. Couldn't do it. I love cheese. I won't buy cheese, but like you said, like you go out and eat cheese.
Yeah, totally. But you know what? There's so many great options now, especially in Vancouver, but that like we're out Langley. So it honestly,
it sucks out
It's
here.
Like a mental thing. I'm like, I don't want to drive all the way into Vancouver to go get this like cheese and like whatnot. That's all vegan.
Yeah.
Like I should just do it. But it's like
the options aren't the best, but they like on in Save-On they do have the vegan cheese which I buy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They do. It's just not that good.
I like it. She doesn't.
Yeah, I like the vegan cheese. It's not bad. And the yogurt's actually gotten way better because I remember back in the day it was disgusting.
I couldn't go vegetarian like, you know, 2000s. Couldn't do it.
Oh my god. Oh, yeah. So difficult. Like props to those people that have.
Props to the real hippies.
Yeah.
Like legit. This is easy for us now, right?
Yeah, it really is. There's not, honestly, there's kind of like no excuse.
We cheat and get A&W and you can eat vegetarian at A&W.
I know, which is so smart what they did. Like I literally had a Beyond Meat burger before I came here.
Yeah, there you go. That's lit.
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know, after all the information that we know now that's, like, available to us, like, there's so many documentaries on Netflix and people just choose not to watch it because they know if they watch it, they'll be like, fuck.
And that's the thing, info's been out there for so many years, but Netflix is, like, the gateway to get into people's TVs. Yeah. You don't have to look it up. It's like, you scroll past it.
And you see it.
I owe Netflix huge, by the way. I've watched so many things on there that I never would have seen if it wasn't for that.
That's true.
Which is cool. Documentaries and good movies and stuff like that. Yeah. They'll really take your time.
Especially when they're like, oh, here's a season of your favorite show.
I said that to Madison the other day. I'm like, we live in a world where, you know, 10 years ago, everyone was busy, but we didn't have half of the technology we have now. You can literally condense any mundane activity into a tenth of the time it takes with like, our phones and everything. We can do so many things, but yet we're all still so busy. But it's like made up busyness, right? Like it's your shows and things that you were saying you're busy for, but you're really not. Right?
Yeah. Really, yeah, that's a great segue into talking about how people are just like comfortable.
Yeah, they are.
These days.
Everyone is complacent and it's funny because they'll say, oh, I'm too busy for that. Or when they say, I don't have time, I like to finish it in my head. Like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah. 100%,
yeah. I haven't given that priority. I'd rather do that. And it's crazy what people will make up excuses for. People use kids as their excuse too. I love
all
that.
This time. Really, that's should like, be your reason.
It should be your reason to do something, not your excuse to not.
I know.
Thinking about having a kid just so I can bail on parties, you know?
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Yeah, that's why I would have a kid. Oh.
No, we're gonna get a puppy. Okay, we're gonna be happy with that. Yeah. We'll still use that excuse. Like, I can't go out. Got the puppy.
Yeah.
Full time.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah, we're all still evolving too. Like, I remember I would get invited to parties and then I would just be like, yeah, I don't want to go. And then people stop inviting you.
Yeah.
Because you don't
go. Which is weird. Like, hey, listen, I have anxiety, but I still want to be invited.
Yeah.
Honestly, this year though, I has definitely been like, for me, I'm just like, if I don't want to do something, I'm not doing it. People message me, oh, do you want to go for a drink or something? I'm like, okay, for one, I don't like going out. I don't know why you're asking me that. I'm just like, no, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not having any shame about it. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to make up some weird excuse for you, like, oh, I'm going to the movies with my mom. No, I'm not going
just
to the movies
no
with my mom.
Thanks.
Like,
yeah.
No, I'm good.
I know.
Thank you. Like,
well, and some of your friends, whether they're like, you know, lifelong friends you've had, I call them proximity friends. You grew up with them, you know? if you're not, you know, doing what they're doing every weekend, which is usually just living for the weekend.
Literally getting into the bar and getting drunk, spending your money.
Gab dogs.
And they kind of cut you off, right? And the thing is like, you want to find out who your real friends are, just start a business.
Oh, yeah.
And you can find out who your friends and family are.
Oh, 100%. Right?
It is what it is. I mean, I have replaced most of the people that I used to hang out with like, you know, all walks of life. We're some of our closest friends are 40, 50, 60 years old. And like, we have so much fun with them. And it's just like, cause you're doing something like-minded. I mean, you know, we literally travel. Like that's kind of like our gig. Like if you're just traveling, you're obviously going to make crazy relationships with these people when you're with them around the world. Right? Like
and we you're met learning in Arizona, so much.
Right? Yeah, we met in Arizona.
We connected right off the bat. Like, those are friendships, right? If you just go to the bar with your buddy that you've known since high school, that's as far as it's going to go. And if one of you is going to eventually grow out of it.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is, right?
Yeah. So how is doing business with your partner?
Oh, it's fun. You know what's funny is when we got started doing this, I had a bit of an ego. I'm like, you know, like, it was always me and her, and it was separate. And I was watching her go through the growth that I had to go through, because I had done, you know, network marketing for about 4 years when I started doing the company I'm in now, and that's the one she signed up for with me. And when she got started, I'm like, hey, she's brand new. She's never done this before. Like, this will be exciting. How long will she last?
Yeah, right.
I remember, like, all of her friends shot her down, and they're like, no, not interested. And I remember being in the car thinking, that's it, she's gonna quit. And I looked at her and I was like, so what do you think? And she's like, fuck them.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Like, they're not gonna
that's
get this.
That's
literally
awesome.
Like, you know, if they're not, you know, like,
honestly, that the haters would be the motivators. Like, all my best friends said no too, and it's honestly. Is it going to be a good story? Be like, yep, well, I showed you the beginning.
That's
exactly.
The thing, too.
You could have been here with me.
They're all going to say the same thing, which is, oh, I went to school with that person. This is how I know them. You know?
Exactly, yeah. I know. And it's funny, too, because out of those people, like, one of the girls is doing this now with us. And, you know, the rest of them, like, either probably, I think, resent me a little bit or whatever. And it's just like, man.
That's just the truth, though.
That was 2 years ago. You could have said yes. You could have came on board or, like, just support, you know? Mm-hmm. So many people are so quick to just, you know, be so upset that your friend is succeeding. It's like, be happy for that person. Mm-hmm. Like, if I see one of my friends winning at anything, I'm so excited for them.
Yeah.
And I just want to see everybody win. But that's the
not everyone wants to see you win.
No.
It's funny because before the company that we're in together, I was in a previous company like you, Jonathan, and we would post on social media, like, they'd want you to post 3 times a day all the time. Yeah. So clearly, yes, I was a little bit annoying in hindsight. Probably I was like, fuck, you're annoying, Jen.
Yeah.
But like, people, I would be very positive in my posts. Yeah. I'm just like a positive person anyways. Mm-hmm. And I was genuinely positive and loving it.
Yeah.
And like helping people lose weight and making money off that. So yeah. And then like even like some of my sister's like older friends are like, yeah, I had to unfollow your sister because she was just too positive and it made me look at my life like, ugh, I'm so fat and on the couch. I'm like, wow, okay. Like, Casey, I get off my bus, you know, like you're not my people anyways.
But it's just funny. And someone would complain almost every Monday. They'd be like, Jonathan's stoned. He's happy. Like, it's Monday. He's talking about his weekend. Like, why is he so happy? It's because I was doing a business outside of it. I knew I needed a job, but I knew it wasn't going to be forever. Whereas every one of my coworkers, they were in it for life.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched them take pay cuts every year because that's just how corporations are, right? I mean, when you're selling a product that's dying out, the world doesn't need, you know, companies anymore. Everything's online.
Yeah.
So I'm just
yeah.
watching them take a pay cut and they just hated me and I was excited and I was always excited. And like when I realized that people follow you, like the reason anything works out for anybody is they follow you. Yes, the product can work and stuff like that, but when you're pushing like a lotion or a potion on your friends, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to push like internet and cell phones on my friends and I wasn't passionate about that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And like when we found like the company we're in, it's revolutionary. Like we're literally just talking about vacations.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's when I saw it, it just seemed too good to be true. But now, you know, like, we're going to Mexico in like, what, 26 days? And it costs us $0.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Like, I mean, excited. That's what it's all about. And at the end of the day, nobody wants to be sold on anything. Mm-hmm. And God, I don't want to sell anyone on anything, right? Yeah. So when you're talking about something that you're passionate about and you're going to do regardless, it's just...
And you know it brings value. Sense. Like, 100%. You don't need someone to want to make, you know, thousands of dollars a month or become even a millionaire if they just were able to take their family on a vacation and it, like, let's say, cost them half.
Okay? Yeah.
They get to be a superhero parent. That's what this is about. You get to create memories with your family.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Memories. It's like, that's the only, what's that quote? It's like, travel is the only thing that'll make you come back richer.
Yeah. Yes. One of my only regrets is, right? Like, I never got to, you know, do this business and take my mom anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, she was a customer of my last company and that benefited nobody in no way. Yeah. She just did it to support me, right? But the thing is like, now if she's around, we could have been on vacations together.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's awesome. I have my travel buddy here and we've been on like 6 vacations in the last year and a half. So that's fun.
Yeah. Oh, but back to how it is doing business with your partner.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is really amazing in so many different ways. Like, we literally do everything together. You know, we live together, we gym together, we work together.
I don't see him in your gym snaps.
I've missed the last one.
he's not there every time, but it's fine. But we do so much together and we keep each other on track, which is amazing. But also, you sometimes want to strangle each other, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, especially always with somebody, it's, you know.
you know what it's like.
Yeah, like, no, it's amazing that we get the opportunity to be together like that, because, you know, so many people, you know, have different jobs, opposite schedules, and then kids in between that, and then they can't see each other and they're like, oh, I wish we had more time together. So
we have all the time
together. It's amazing. But also, at the end of the day, when you're with somebody 24 hours in a day and you're building a business together, you can sometimes want to just strangle each other, but in a healthy way.
You go through the struggles, and then when you reap the benefits, at least you get to do it together.
Yes.
And like, when you're both drained, there's always one person that's feeling it, and there's one person that you're never always going to be in synchronicity.
But when you are, it's amazing.
It's fun. Yeah. Like, you know, we do presentations every single day, and like, we forget what day it is all the time.
I never know what
day all the time.
What day is it right now?
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
I only know
that because I'm like, Shannon's podcast Monday. But so doing that, like, whenever we're showing somebody, you know, what we do and they're excited, every, like, 90% of the time people are like, you know what, I'm excited. I want to do this right on the bat. Like, right off the bat, they're like, I'm doing this. And for me, when you've heard, you know, your spouse's presentation 7-8 times a day, every day, in your head, you're just like, I want to drill my skull. But on the other end of that phone call or video chat, that person's fired up and it's their first time.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh yeah, here we go, right?
Totally. So also,
you're kind of like pretending to be excited for the times that you're not, but you're, because the human brain can't be excited all the time. Your dopamine levels would just drain.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean? So there's times where you got to pick each other up.
Exactly. Like, I was trying to cut you off.
We cut each other off.
We do all the time. But
cute couples will say finishing each other's sentences. But in reality, it's cutting you off.
Yes, it's cutting each other off.
Like you just did that.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is, like, another great thing is we're always, like, edifying each other. So talking good about each other, bringing each other up. And, you know, in most relationships, you don't see that on an everyday basis.
Yeah,
right?
People don't even know what edifying is.
It's weird. Yeah.
They're like, what is that? About another person.
Yeah.
Like, talking about their good qualities.
Which people should be doing all the time. Like, there should be no room for gossip. Like,
friends
make
each other. And, like, they're bagging each other. And I'm like, why not lift your friend up?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. What would be, like, some advice, if you could give any, to people that maybe are working together or to see their significant other, like, all the time? Like, is there any
honesty
advice that you guys...
Humility. Honesty and humility.
You sound like Miss America right now.
Okay, coming from a masculine point of view, guys always try to be alpha and top dog.
Yeah.
And if you just cut that shit right out and look at your spouse as an equal, then that's going to be better for you in the long run. Because the truth is when you're feeling shitty or you're broken and you're sobbing like a small child in the corner, the only person who's going to be there for you is your spouse, right? Not your buddies.
Yeah.
This isn't bros before hoes. Let's be real. Okay. Everyone that says that, by the way, talks shit about their buddies to their girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it is, right? So show honesty and humility. That when you're honest, people will be like, they'll open up. They'll put their guard down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you're going to be doing this with your spouse, then you just need to check yourself and not have an ego. That's like one of the most important things from my point of view.
Hard to do in the moment, I'm sure.
Yeah, it just, a lot of people don't have perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It usually takes someone, like a near-death experience or someone dying. Now, I don't want to say that I'm blessed to have a lot of perspective, but when you lose two parents, you really decide what's important and what's not, right? So I like to like do my affirmations daily and be grateful. I've always been grateful. Like ever since I was a kid, before I realized what an affirmation was, I was actually doing them.
Yeah.
I was just saying every night, like, I'm grateful for this. I plan to do this. And I had no idea what I was doing. My parents kind of instilled God into me. They were like Christian, but I didn't really believe in religion. I believe in like a higher power, whether it be the universe or energy. But I just don't believe in like going to church and giving them my debit visa.
When I went to church, I'm like, why are we giving money? Like,
nowadays,
it was just...
You just one time put your banking info in.
Oh my god, really?
Every 2 weeks, they'll take it off your check.
Yeah, it's insane.
Really?
It's nuts.
Yeah, because I went through a phase like when I was in grade 8 that I went to church all the time and volunteered at church and like ushered. So I was like holding the sacks of money.
Oh
and
my
I was
god,
like,
Shannon.
I know. It's bad.
Crazy.
It was like, but I was like, why are we giving our money to these people?
Yeah.
Where's
it
going?
Because it's like they say in the Bible, like,
10%.
The Bible says you gotta give.
Testament, Bible says you can sell your kids, okay? Let's be real.
Beat your wife.
I have a super, very analytical stepbrother, and they both went to private Christian school. So you can imagine his confliction in his mind between being really smart and being in a religious school.
Mm-hmm.
So he's read the Bible in and out, and he knows all the flaws with it. So
he
knows it's weird. I was at his, we went to his grandparents' funeral.
Not bashing Christianity at all.
But we went to his grandfather's funeral, and I was like, oh, dude, he's in a better place. He's like, no, he's not. He's in the ground. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I don't believe any of that shit, dude. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, my God. That's brutal.
Oh, my gosh.
No. The soul doesn't stay in the ground.
It's around us all the time.
Yeah.
I see my mom in all kinds of people and, like, certain instances, and you can feel them sometimes, right?
Totally.
I was going to add my part about the spouse
advice
that
we
totally
back on. Madison's part about the spouse. Part of what advice, right? That you give people?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say for advice with spouses that do business together, like, just make sure that you make time for one another because, yeah, you're always together, but if you're working, it's easy to just get that all mixed together. Like, oh, yeah, well, we're together, but no, you're working. So, like, take time, set out a date for, like, date night, and, like, tell each other what you care about. Like, tell them that you care about them and be open about that kind of stuff and just, yeah, make the time.
Be in the moment.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, we're gonna be traveling this year and we're hoping that we're going to travel with Shannon a lot. We're going to do some trips.
Yeah, I need to get back on that trip plane. I need to get that on the trip train. Yeah, because I traveled a lot in 2017.
You did. You traveled more than us.
Yeah, I did. I was fucking living
the
life.
You're like the poster child for us. Like.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this year's going to be good too because I'm going to LA twice.
Yeah, right before us.
Then going to Bali and then probably Costa Rica and then probably Hawaii too.
We just met this girl that lives in Bali that we're actually looking to partner up with.
How did you meet her? That's so
cool.
So funny story, she's actually from Vancouver. I met her through a travel group or something on Facebook. And then she moved to Bali. And then, of course, we started talking after she moved.
Yeah.
And now she wants to come on board.
But she's awesome.
She's
and you would
cool.
love her.
You would love her.
You would love her. She's...
In case anyone's wondering, we get paid to travel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Make money
plug.
From home.
Shameless plug. Yep.
Shameless plug.
All good. No, that's why.
See, we don't even leave our house for the podcast. Yeah. We're always home.
I know.
Much.
I came to you.
Yeah. Love it. Come see us more.
Health, wealth, love, and happiness. Major
Amen.
Pillars.
Preach that one.
Yeah.
Health, wealth, love, and happiness.
There's a lot of people making a lot of money that aren't happy, and they would trade a large chunk of their money for some time with their family.
Mm-hmm.
People think that the corporate way or the traditional business way, everyone and their dog wants to be a realtor. And they don't realize that like 92% of realtors don't even sell a house.
Mm.
And then no the ones that do are yeah. have absolutely no time.
Yeah, one a day maybe. My buddy's a realtor right now on the weekends and he hates it. He's moving online, everything online, just social media marketing now.
Yeah.
What? I was like, are we trying to end this?
No, we get excited.
I know, we can keep going. I just don't know how we want to.
Joe Rogan's are like 2 hours.
Wait, what did you, I know, I just, yeah, we can keep going. What did you say? Health, wealth, love and happiness?
Yeah.
And
I like you gotta that. Have all four. I learned that from Ty Lopez. Wow. I remember the transition.
Oh, Ty.
I thought Ty was a scam artist, and then I opened my eyes, and I was like, he's actually
health,
really
wealth, smart. Love, happiness?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need all four to be happy.
Words to
successful.
Live by.
Success is not three out of the four. You need all four.
Well, his version of success, everyone's version of success is different. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, totally. I mean, Gary Vee says success is doing what you love.
Yeah.
And I mean, we love what we do, so we're just waiting for the money to catch up.
Yeah.
We want that 5-6 figures a month, right?
Yeah, but, yeah, buddy, I know.
You know, you it's like podcasts. You do them until, like Gary says it, he had no followers for like 3 years. He'll admit it, 18 months ago, he was nobody. Or 36 months ago, he was nobody. And now he's
Yeah, like back
one.
In 2009, 2010, no one knew who he was. And
nobody. Even
12,
13, 14,
yeah.
he was nobody.
Yeah.
And now he's the number one sought after like social media guy.
Yeah.
People pay like 50 grand just to sit with him. So you keep doing your thing, right? Like, this is going to happen.
So health, wealth, love, and happiness. Those are the four pillars.
Yeah.
I learned something new today. I'm going to write that shit down. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Words to live by. And what did you say? Those are those four that bring it. Wow, I can't talk.
True
definition of success.
Yeah.
Health, wealth, love, and happiness.
You just got to follow the right outlets. You know, what you put into your brain is huge.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
So find the right people that you want their lifestyle. If you don't want their lifestyle, don't follow them.
Don't
yeah.
listen to them. Their opinion ain't paying your bills.
No, not at all.
Yeah, bye, Felicia.
Madison's social media presence is much bigger than mine.
Yeah, Madison, where can people find you and stalk all your hot model photos?
Line them up.
You can stalk me at MaddieFordXO on Instagram. Stalk that.
Stalk that.
Stalk it. You'll find me from there.
Okay. You'll find me. John's like, yeah.
I want enough of her pictures. That's
this has been so fun. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
Love
for
you.
Having us.
I can't wait to travel the beaches of the world with you guys.
Right?
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
Woo! Okay, bye. Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. If you guys have questions, feel free to email me at shannonpetersfitness@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at queen.namaste or my website at www.queennamaste.com.